Exam Objectives Fast Track Chapter 4. Configuring a File Server. Add the file services role in Server Manager to enable file sharing and install the management tools. The effective permission for a user to access a shared folder is the more restrictive of the least restrictive share permission and the least restrictive NTFS permission. A deny permission for a user or a group they are a member of always overrides allow permissions. Use the Share and Storage Management console to create and manage shared folders. Encrypting File System, or EFS, is transparent to the user and works only on NTFS. You cannot both encrypt and compress a file. Configuring Distributed File System. A distributed file system, or DFS, namespace is a virtual shared folder that contains shared folders located on multiple servers. Use the namespaces and replication tools in DFS management to create namespaces and manage DFS. A DFS target is a pointer to a shared folder on a server, and DFS folders can point to multiple targets or copies of the same folder on different servers. DFS replication synchronizes the changes between multiple copies of the same folder located on different servers. Configuring Shadow Copy Services. Shadow copies are point-in-time backups of files that can be restored by the user or admin using the Previous Versions tab in the Properties of the file or folder. To control the snapshot schedule and storage locations, open the Volume, Drive C, D, E, etc. Properties, Shadow Copies tab, or right-click the volume in My Computer and choose Configure Shadow Copies. Use the Shadow Copies in the Volume Properties tab to change the schedule, force Shadow Copy to run immediately, delete a snapshot, and change the storage location. Configuring Backup and Restore. Windows Server Backup replaces the old NT Backup and improves backup speed, simplifies the user interface, includes full and incremental backup types, and allows an ad hoc backup to DVD or a network share. Scheduled Backup creates a full backup and then incremental backups using block-level copy and supports only USB 2.0 and IEEE 1394 hard drives, no tape. Windows Server Backup can be managed remotely with the backup snap-in in the MMC or the command line wbadmin. Data can be restored to a point in time and will automatically load the incremental backups without user intervention. Managing Disk Quotas. You can configure disk quotas using the new System of Resource Manager Disk Quotas or the old system of NTFS Disk Quotas. Resource Manager Disk Quotas enable quotas on a per-folder basis. NTFS Disk Quotas allow you to manage quotas by user on a per-volume basis. Resource Manager Disk Quotas allow you to set up templates with hard or soft limits and different actions at different percent utilizations. Configuring and Monitoring Print Services. Deploy printers to clients using Group Policy with the Print Management Console. Right-click the Printers node and choose Deploy with Group Policy. Explore and import printer settings, queues, and ports using the Export Printer Wizard or Import Printer Wizard in Print Management. Add counters to the Reliability and Performance Monitor to monitor printers for out-of-paper errors and other statistics. Attach multiple print devices to a single printer for print pooling or multiple printers to a single print device for different printing priorities. Frequently Asked Questions. Question. I want to add services for NFS Unix, but I cannot find Add Remove Programs. Where do I install it? Answer. The networking components in Add Remove Programs have been replaced with adding roles and role services in Server Manager. Question. What is the difference between setting share permissions to everyone full control an authenticated user's full control? Answer. The Everyone group is just as the name implies. It includes everyone, including guest accounts and null sessions, or computer-to-computer sessions. The authenticated users group is more secure, as it excludes these groups while including users on the domain. Question. Does file screening examine the contents of every file copied to a shared folder? Answer. File screening does not examine the contents of files. It works by restricting files based on extensions, for example, .mp3, .wma, .wmv, etc. Users can hack past file screening by renaming the extension of a file to an allowed extension before copying the file to a share. If the user attempts to rename it back once it is on the server, it will be intercepted by the file screen and deleted. Question. What is the difference between special permissions and the standard NTFS permissions? Answer. The NTFS special permissions are actually the more granular permissions that make up the standard NTFS permissions. For example, the read standard permission is actually composed of the list folder, read data, read attributes, read extended attributes, and read permissions special permissions. Question. Why would I want to disable offline files on a network share? Answer. A couple of reasons to disable offline files from the server are that you have confidential information that is not to leave the building, and you do not want users syncing it onto a laptop or a shared folder is heavily used for collaboration, and you do not want multiple people editing the same file offline and running into a conflict when they attempt to sync it back up. Question. What is the command line utility for working with EFS? Answer. To encrypt, decrypt, view, and manage EFS using the command line utility cipher.exe. Question. How can I tell in Windows Explorer which files and folders are encrypted or compressed? Answer. In Windows Explorer, encrypted files and folders are indicated by the color green, and compressed files and folders are indicated by the color blue. Regular files will show up in black. Question. What if I do not back up my encryption keys and lose my computer or profile, or I need to reset my password? Answer. By default, the first administrator account on the domain is a recovery agent and can decrypt any domain user's files in this case. It also can come in handy if an employee quit or was terminated and had encrypted his or her files. You can also configure additional recovery agents on the domain. If your password was reset and this caused you to lose your EFS keys, you can change your password back and it should restore your ability to decrypt your files. Question. I do not see a DFS role. How do I install DFS? Answer. DFS is installed by adding the distributed file system role services to the file services role in Server Manager. Question. Can I use DFS replication without configuring a DFS namespace? Answer. Yes. DFS replication can be configured to synchronize folders located on multiple servers. It does not require a DFS namespace. Question. How do I maintain an off-site backup copy of our shared folders using a server at a remote site for business continuity planning? Answer. Although it is also critically important to have a full off-site backup solution, you can use DFS replication as part of your business continuity plan by setting up a DFS replication between servers at different physical or geographic locations. Question. We have branch offices that connect over the WAN link to the main file servers. It is excruciatingly slow. How do we speed this up without buying an expensive WAN link? Answer. Set up a BOB, or branch office box, at each branch office to speed up local access by caching the shared folders from the main server. To accomplish this, use Windows Server 2008, or Windows Server 2003 Release 2, and DFS replication. Question. My users are running Windows 2000 or Windows XP and do not have a Previous Versions tab to access shadow copies. How do I fix this? Answer. Newer versions of Windows, such as Windows Vista, include the Shadow Copy client. To access the previous versions, Shadow Copies tab on Windows 2000 and XP, you must install the Shadow Copy client, which is available for download at Microsoft.com. Question. I deleted a file and want to recover it using Shadow Copies. Because the file is gone and I cannot right-click on it to get the previous versions tab, how do I get the file back? Answer. To recover a deleted file, right-click and go to the properties of the folder in which that file was located. You will be able to restore the file from the previous versions tab. Question. Can I revert my entire C volume to a previous version? Answer. Not if Windows Server 2008 is installed on the C volume. You can only revert non-system volumes using Shadow Copy. Question. How come the differential backup type is no longer available in Windows Server Backup? Answer. The differential backup type was useful when you had to back up to tapes, because if a tape went bad, you would not lose all the data from that increment of the backup if you used differential. Also, if you needed to restore backups, using the differential backup type took fewer steps because you did not need to manually locate and load each incremental backup, just the full and the latest differential. Because Windows Server Backup uses external hard drives instead of tape and can automatically load the appropriate incremental backups during a restore, the differential type is no longer necessary. Question. How come DAT, DLT, Trevan, and other tape drives are not recognized in Windows Server Backup? Answer. Windows Server Backup does not support tape drives. To back up to tape, use third-party backup software. Question. I am trying to back up to DVD or a network share, but I'm not given the option when I schedule a backup. How do I accomplish this? Answer. To back up to DVD or a network share, create an ad hoc or one-time backup instead of a scheduled backup. Question. What is the difference between NTFS disk quotas and Resource Manager disk quotas? Answer. NTFS disk quotas is the system that also existed in previous versions of Windows Server. It allows you to set quotas on a per-volume basis and set limits for each user. Resource Manager disk quotas is a new system that allows you to control space used on a per-folder basis and is managed in File Server Resource Manager. Question. What is the difference between hard and soft quotas? Answer. A hard quota prevents users from exceeding the limit, and a soft quota allows the user to exceed the limit, but is used for monitoring and reporting. Question. I set my warning level using NTFS disk quotas, but it is not emailing users a warning when they reach that threshold. Why not? Answer. The warning level in NTFS disk quotas will not contact a user. Instead, it will warn the administrator by logging to the event logs. To email users based on quota usage, use Resource Manager disk quotas instead. Question. How do I manage a network printer using the command line? Answer. Use the netprint command to manage a network printer from the command line. Question. Why would I publish a printer to Active Directory? Answer. Publishing a printer to Active Directory allows users to search for the printer closest to them and is useful to find printers on the same floor in the building or at the user's branch office location. Question. I am used to managing printers in Control Panel Printers. What is the new tool in Windows Server 2008 to manage printers? Answer. The new tool for managing printers in Windows Server 2008 is the Print Management Console and can be found in Server Manager or added to the MMC as a snap-in. Question. I am running the 64-bit edition of Windows Server 2008. How do I install print drivers for 32-bit clients so that they can install the printer without manually installing the drivers? Answer. You can install additional drivers using the Additional Drivers button on the Sharing tab in the Printer Properties.